It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. And we welcome to the show, as we do every Thursday at 3:30, Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. Pam, how you doing today?
Doing fine. It's beautiful outside, and I know people are getting excited for this big graduation weekend. We spend a lot of time getting ready and making sure things are ready to go and staffing up to make sure we get people in and moving around safely and then out again. So it's always a big deal. We try to look our best with our planters and our flags and power washing, all those kinds of things that go into preparing for graduation weekend.
It is one of those showing out for the town weekends, for sure, when we got a lot of people from out of town, a lot of people coming back for the first time in a long time as well.
Yes. Before we get into council business, I do want to send out our condolences to all the family and friends and colleagues of our Chapel Hill Police Officer Mike Manier, who died this week earlier in a car accident, and it's just such a heartbreaking loss for our community. He was known for such care and mentoring that he provided to his colleagues, and he was devoted to his family, and he was part of the Guardians of the Hill. And we just want everyone to know that we're keeping him in our thoughts and prayers for his family and friends and colleagues, because it's really hard to lose a loved one and a beloved colleague.
It's one of those stories, too, where you hear it and it's immediately impactful. But then, you know, as somebody who works in news, the more we look into this, the more heartbreaking the story seems. Yeah. Just how well liked he was, how close to retirement he was. There are so many elements
August,
to this.
Yeah.
Makes it a really, really heartbreaking story.
It is a heartbreaking story. And just you talk about how things can change in the blink of an eye. And I want to encourage everyone to practice driving safely and be aware that these things can happen. It's just sad. So we do offer our condolences. We had a meeting last night. We actually got out earlier than usual for our council meeting, so that was nice. But we started off with a resolution in support of safe and legal reproductive health care, which is response to the new abortion ban passed by the General Assembly last week. We just know that this bill includes so many barriers for women and providers. The governor plans to veto the bill on Saturday. It'll go back to the legislature. There is a rally on Saturday if people are interested. Please look into that and go and show up and find out more about this new law. And there's a lot of bills flying fast and furious. We're tracking them all the time through Metro Mayors and the League and just trying to keep in track and advocate. Our representatives do a great job advocating for our values, but there's just a lot going on right now. More bills were filed this season than any other season in the history of North Carolina, so it's a lot to keep track of.
Yes, and unfortunately, I know this is a conversation that's been worn through many times, but many of those bills do not appear to be addressing any actual problems that North Carolinians are facing on a day-in and day-out basis.
No, they really seem to be digging into areas where they probably don't need to be, and then not working on some things that we need help with, but would agree with that.
And so, Speaking of things we do need help with, there's a whole bunch of stuff to unpack from the budget proposal that was unveiled at the meeting last night. You said you got out early, which is very impressive, but there's a lot to think about in that budget. What stood out most to you after that initial presentation?
Well, I'll just start with, like, this is the presentation, so it's the first time the budget is proposed. So Interim Manager Chris Booth did share with us at the council retreat that there was a huge backlog of needs for the town that we had put on hold, mostly because of earlier the recession, then COVID. No one was quite sure where things were going to land, and so we put off vehicle replacement and equipment replacement and salary compression and hiring. We had a big hiring freeze during COVID, and the job market, as you know, is pretty incredible out there in this Research Triangle area. So we've been taking a really deep dive the last few months into what things are we behind on, what do we need to do, how do we get those things to happen. And it's not a one-time, this fixes everything. We have a five-year budget strategy. And I think what stood out to me most was that we've really tried to hold the line as best we could. We didn't get to hear last night was that sales tax revenues are way up, and that's an incredible change for our community. It's a very helpful change for our community. That means we're getting more retail sales dollars, because we have some more businesses here in town, which is really helpful, and because of the online purchases. But we're still not where we need to be. And it costs so much more to maintain equipment and vehicles and those kinds of things that are in bad shape, and we lose services when that happens, and we spend extra personnel time taking care of them, that we need a system of rotation of those types of things. I'm startled by this, how big it is, but a 5-cent increase, but I also understand that still puts us in the middle of the pack for a town. When you add on the Orange County tax and the school district tax, it does push, and our high values of our properties here, it's just really hard to take that all in. And so we're going to talk about it at the work session next week, do a deeper dive, and it comes back to the public hearings, and people are welcome to send in their comments or show up and speak about it. It's a big jump for us. It is, but we also have really, really big needs.
Yes, we're talking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger, and we're talking about the initial budget proposal that came from Interim Town Manager Chris Blue at the board at the town council meeting last night. I mean, you look at the list of how, you know, this budget would be using all this money. You know, there's not really much on there that somebody's going to be like, oh, no, don't do that. They're all very,
right.
You know, we're talking about replacing vehicles that the town uses that are no longer usable. We're talking about upgrading parks or maintaining parks in a lot of circumstances.
Maintaining the ones we have, yeah.
Right. And I think everybody
fire
can
equipment.
More or less get behind that. But this, the price tag is definitely going to raise some eyebrows, though. It's pretty substantial.
The average home value, and this is an average of all the home values in Chapel Hill, is about $578,000, which is higher than it was in the past. But that's what Zillow is telling us right now. So that would put this increase to be around $300 a year for that median house. Now, you know, it's a rate. So you break that $300 a year down, it's around, I don't know, $28 a month more for everyone. And so, yeah, that seems doable if that's your house range. But if you're on a fixed income or you're a business and your landlord's being hit with this on the big building, those prices are a pretty big jump for someone. And we do have a partnership with Orange County for property tax abatements for people who qualify. And we were asked last night, too, to consider joining in that effort financially if we move forward with this kind of increase to help those folks who are on a limited income or a fixed income, or who are having trouble meeting those kinds of property taxes, because it's a big jump. And so I did ask to see what it would be if it was just 4 cents, if that made any difference, if we staggered some of these projects across the year. So we'll be having that discussion at the work session as well. But if you see the five-year strategy, it's not about adding new things. It's about keeping up with what we have right now. And that felt a little disheartening to me. It would be wonderful to think we can add new things. Now, I will say the greenways part on there is part of the complete communities. That would be a new thing. It helps us plan, design, and coordinate to be able to get grant monies to build these greenways. You can't get those grant monies unless you have a design already designed and shovel ready. And we've been very fortunate to get some shovel ready projects approved and finance through the MPO, through the federal government. So there are advantages for putting money into designing these types of things that get you a bigger bang for the buck. So I get all that. And we have fabulous employees. And the job market is such that people are being attracted to other high-paying jobs. And so we have dedicated public servants, but we need to compensate them for the work they've been doing. And we held steady during COVID, all during COVID. There weren't raises. There were, you know, we really had to work hard because no one knew what the future was going to look like. So here we are and trying to figure out how we bring up to normal standards the things that have been, you know, not been at this point.
We're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger. We're talking about the initial look at the budget for the upcoming year, and it is significantly bigger than in previous years for reasons that make a lot of sense. At the same time, we also have, as I said, it was just the initial proposal. So we've got a lot of steps in this process still to go. What do the next steps look like?
So we have a work session where council asks more questions. So if people have questions that they want council to ask, you can email us or call us and let us know. And then it'll come back. We have council meetings on, we have three more council meetings for sure. They're always open to the public, and you can come and speak on the budget. The budget's proposed to be voted on in June, so there's plenty of time to engage and look at this and figure out what it means for you, but also what you want to advocate for. I will tell you, it was my idea to help put the penny for parks on there, because our parks have always been shortchanged for repair work. And we have a backlog of $14 million or more just to fix the things that we have without building the new things that people want. People have been asking for a splash pad. They've been asking for more pickleball courts. They've been asking to upgrade all kinds of things. And we didn't have a funding source to make that a reality. So I'm very excited about that particular piece, because we need to figure out a way to maintain what we have and to be able to do some new things at some point in time as well. So it also is help to have a parks master plan so that we can, again, have that plan so we can apply for the grant funding to get those types of things to help.
You can keep up on all the latest with the Town of Chapel Hill by visiting their website, townofchapelhill.org. We're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and the clock says we're almost out of time already, so I'll turn it over to you if there's anything else that you wanted to mention we haven't gotten to.
Yeah, I want to talk about the last bit of our ARPA money. We had allocated $500,000 of our American Rescue Act funds for the community to decide what to do with it. And the community was invited to vote on 21 different projects, either virtually or in person. It was hilarious to see the results. A lot of school-age children voted and university students. But they came up with doing ADA sidewalk repairs, the Tanger Branch Affordable Housing Neighborhood Greenway connection, an ADA van for summer camps and field trips, and electric leaf blowers and mowers. So those are the things that got the highest votes. And we allocated the money last night to make those things happen. All the ARPA money has to be implemented before December of 2024, December 31st of 2024. So we're very excited about that. And it was a good meeting, but we're going to have some very busy and long meetings coming up as we wind down the season, as we say, into June, and take a small break for the summer. So stay tuned, and please go to the website, and please sign up for Town E-News to get those updates.
Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger has been our guest. Thank you so much for making the time, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Okay, take care. Bye.